Well, welcome to our service. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, good.
No. You can't hear me?
Yes, I am.
Right, good. Thank you very much. Welcome to this service. No children.
Lift your voice up, please.
Okay, no children.
Yeah, we're here.
We've got some children there. Well done. Excellent. We're going to do our usual journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem during the service, and we'll be carrying gold, frankincense and myrrh, and we'll stop at King Herod on the way. King Herod's just over there, and talk to him a little bit, and he'll want to know where we're going. We won't tell him. Okay? Right, so let's start our service with some notices. Jeff Pierce's funeral is on Monday, the 9th of January at 2:15 p.m. at Holy Trinity. There is a celebration of life for Gerald Fenner at Holy Trinity on Tuesday, the 24th of January at 12 noon. David Ellingham, who is back home, having had a major heart attack and a small stroke, needs our prayers. The whole family needs our prayers. Jean would like welcome prayers as well. John and Angela Watts, and Angela is currently allowed to drive, but can't actually get there quite easily. And would thank anybody for their cards and good wishes for her 80th birthday. Roger Strachan, Paul and Jean Rickett's daughter-in-law, Amanda. There's an update on Caden, who's getting ready for his, chemotherapy. Midweek communion will be at Holy Trinity at 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 5th of January. And it is Thirsty Thursday on Thursday. So we look forward to some lively conversation. I think that's more or less all, apart from the fact that we need to pray for our interregnum. You'll find that on your service sheet, not on your notice sheet. Gracious God, you are with us always. We thank you for guiding us by your Spirit through our life together as church. We pray that we may hear your voice in the days of the interregnum. Grant us patience, grant us vision, and grant us courage as we seek a new priest for our two churches. And by your grace, lead us to be a more Christ-like church, a church that is contemplative, compassionate, and courageous. Because we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, now let's take up our sheets and say, grace, mercy and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
And we sing our first hymn, As with Gladness, Men of Old.
Thank you.
Now we come to our confession. Please sit down. Before God, with the people of God, I confess my brokenness to the ways I wound my life, the lives of others, and the life of the world. May God forgive you.
Christ forgive you, and the Spirit enable you to grow in your heart. Before God, with the people of God, we confess our brokenness to the ways we wound our lives, the lives of others, and the life of the world.
So may God forgive us, Christ renew us, and the Spirit enable us to grow in love. And the collect for today. Creator of the heavens, who led the Magi by star to worship the Christ child, guide and sustain us that we may find our journey's end in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we have readings now from the Bible.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah 63, verses 7 to 9. I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to the Lord, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yet the many good things he has done for Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, children who will be true to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. This is the word of the Lord.
The New Testament reading is taken from the book of Hebrews, and it is chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 10. In putting everything under him, God did nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. This is the word of the Lord. It's a hymn. We Three Kings of Orient Are, number 21.
Thank you.
travel from Nazareth towards Jerusalem, stopping to talk to King Herod on the way. He's wearing his crown over there. And we're bringing with us gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Would you like to show them the gold? Frankincense and myrrh. Yes, you'll find they're quite nice to eat. Okay, shall we begin? Carry on. Stop. Hello, King Herod. Hello. How are you?
I'm well at the moment. Good. But these strangers coming through my land.
Oh, yes.
We wonder what's going on.
They're bringing gifts.
Gifts?
To the king, the new king.
The new king?
The new king.
I am the king.
You are the king. Yes, absolutely.
So where is this king?
Well, we're not sure where he is at the moment. We're going to find out. We're following the star.
Well, when you find him, do come and tell me, because I would like to see this king.
Would you? What do you want to do? Would you worship him as well?
Well, I would like to see him.
Okay.
And I think he would like to see me.
Indeed. Well, we'll think about that. Right. Do we believe him?
Oh, no.
No. Thank you, Herod. Carry on. Now we're coming into the... Coming into Nazareth, into Bethlehem. And there we see the key of the baby. So we kneel down. Present our gifts to the baby. Well done. And the star shines. Thank you. Good. We've brought our gifts to the baby. The baby is not crying. He didn't cry, did he? That's right, absolutely. So let us finish the thing together. We three kings. Oh, we finished that, haven't we? I apologise, quite right, yeah. We now have a little talk. Do sit down. We sing the song, We Three Kings of Orient Are, but we don't know that there were three of them. And we don't know that there were kings. And the word Orient may be stretching things a little far. We call them three because they gave three presents: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You might know their names. Does anybody know the names? Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar, yes. But none of those names are found in the Bible. They first appeared in an Italian church mosaic. We call them kings because of an obscure Old Testament reference to kings bringing gifts in Psalm 72. We say they come from the Orient because the Bible says they came from the East. We don't know how far east. These men were probably from Persia, modern Iran. We think of them as astrologers because they were following a star. We call them wise men because that's how many English language Bibles translate the word magi. Wise men? That reminds me. Someone who made the observation that if the wise men had been wise women, they would have asked for directions. They would have arrived on time. They would help to deliver the baby. They would have cleaned the stable. They'd made a casserole. They would have brought practical gifts. And there would be peace on earth. Life would have been very different. But we love the wise men just as they are, just as we see them every year in the Christmas pageants, dressed in royal robes, bearing rich gifts, kneeling before the baby Jesus. The kneeling part is real, by the way. Matthew tells us that when they saw the child, they fell down and worshipped him, kneeling before the king. And that, I believe, is why the story is in the Bible. These men were not Jews. They were not educated and not biblical scholars. They were not clergy. They had not been devout followers of the one true God. They are unlikely candidates, not the kind you'd expect to call to be actors in this beautiful drama. I wonder, is there a lesson we could learn from them today? Amen. And our next hymn is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, number 14.
Thank you.
Do sit down, please. Deborah will come to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, we have heard this morning how the wise men were willing to accept the miracle of Jesus' birth and commit to a journey full of danger and uncertainty in order to worship him and bring him their costliest gifts. Help us to mirror their devotion. At a time of year when resolutions are made and broken again as quickly, may we hold fast to our faith and offer you the gift of ourselves, our love and our worship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Saviour, the world was a cruel and harsh place at the time of your birth. So little has changed. The struggle for power, wealth, or notoriety still grips mankind, and it is all too easy to feel helpless, or worse, impervious to the atrocities which fill our media. Lord, we can only turn to you in prayer to renew a right spirit in our leaders and humanity in their choices. Give them wisdom and courage to stand up for what is right. Comfort those brought low by happenings beyond their control. Be with them in their darkest hour, and give them hope that they may, through you, seek to rebuild their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Closer to home, we pray that your hand will be upon this parish of Penn and Tyler's Green as we prepare for a new year and the changes it will bring. We ask that you bless Graham, David, and Mary, and all those who contribute in any way to your service in the life of our churches. We pray that those who attended Christmas services, perhaps for the first time, will be touched by your presence in their lives. And give us all a fresh energy as we return to work, school, and activities after the Christmas break. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We now turn our thoughts to those in need of your healing touch, those who have nothing, those in pain, the lonely, the worried, the depressed. Christmas can heighten the stark contrast of those who stand outside the joy and warmth of the season. Lord, you came to us in poor and oppressed circumstances. Help us to reach beyond our own situations and share our time and compassion with those who need it. From our notice sheet, we bring before you David and Pam Ellingham, John and Angela Watts, Jean, Roger Strachan, Amanda, and Caden, together with their families, and in a short moment of silence, any others known to ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember those who have passed through this earthly life, particularly any who have died recently or whose anniversary falls at this time. We thank you this morning for the life of Pope Benedict, and also from our own congregation, Jeff Pierce. Both devoted themselves to their faith and ministry and touched the hearts of many during their time on this earth. We ask for your blessing on all of us who grieve the loss of a loved one. May we draw comfort from their peace and anchor ourselves to the glorious hope that your Son's resurrection has made known to us. Merciful Lord, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, whom every family in heaven and earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And our offertory hymn is Sea Amid the Winter Snow, number 8 on your sheets.
Oh,
special little thing that we do. Face each other over the aisle. We say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you. Lord God, the bright splendor whom the nations seek, may we who with the wise men have been drawn by your light discern the glory of your presence in your Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. And there is coffee. Thank you.